Morning, you're listening to the Purple Podcast, live from Sam's bedroom. Well, not live.
Apart from, they may not be listening to it in the morning, and they're not listening to it live.
I think we may have come across this point in another podcast, but yeah. If you're new...
Anyway, with our listening figures growing exponentially, we thought we might do something special for you today, and then we forgot about it.
Yeah. Although I have man flu at the moment, so my contributions may be scarce and not very interesting.
I spent the whole of last night watching Pirates of the Caribbean and drinking coffee vodka shots. So I'm not in the best mood this morning.
I'm cool.
So only Aaron and I have coffees this morning because Ollie's scared of bringing it up on my nice new duvet cover.
Yeah, Ollie, you did say that you didn't want anything special, but that doesn't mean like you have to stop wearing your tuxedo to these podcasts. Even though they can't actually see you, Ollie. I don't know if you've come across that.
Well, I it was just too much effort, you know.
To get out of your tuxedo on a Sunday morning, yeah. So I just sort of come over.
Turn your swagger off.
Yeah.
Turn my swagger on.
Oh, well, I miss your tuxedo.
Just FYI, I do not actually wear a tuxedo to these things.
I think they gathered that.
I think it's one of the t-shirts that looks like a tuxedo.
Oh my god. I want one of those. Wait, have you seen that picture where there's a guy and they've drawn a tuxedo onto him in pen and he's like almost completely naked and he's passed out?
No, really.
I'll show you.
Well, yeah. Prior to this, we watched about half an hour of monkey videos.
On stupid videos.
Stupidvideos.com. It's...
Oh, it's so funny.
And again, they're not paying us to say that.
No. It's arguably the best viral site you will ever see.
Just search monkey and then watch all of them.
Search monkey pee.
No, don't search monkey pee, please.
Search monkey pee.
Search monkey washes cat.
It's just...
Yeah, we've got to be careful, otherwise we'll end up just doing a podcast about viral videos, which isn't very interesting because no one can see what you're talking about.
What is more interesting than a monkey peeing in its own mouth?
A parrot dancing to dubstep.
Oh, that is brilliant. That is genius. I don't know how they train the parrot to do that. Search how to dance dubstep on YouTube, you'll see what we're talking about. It's basically a parrot with a bit of hardcore dubstep in the background, and it's actually dancing in time to the music. Do you think they had a bit of food for it to follow with its eyes, and they just kind of moved it around?
I don't know. They either trained it, or it just does it naturally.
Born to dance.
Well, we have far too much free time.
Far too much. We have an essay due in next Thursday.
Yeah, we don't have enough free time. We're just bad at using our time productively, really.
I'm not actually dressed yet. I'm still in my pyjamas.
Yeah.
Just the way he likes it.
I may need to go to the toilet in a minute.
Thanks for the heads up, though, Ollie.
And then you may not want to go in there for a while afterwards.
Hey.
Thanks, Ollie. maybe it's time for a Bossa Lounger medium break.
Yeah.
Perhaps it is.
Welcome back. Just thought I could mention. I was at work yesterday. Won't say where I work. It's not very interesting.
It's a certain middle class supermarket.
Thank you, Ollie. I was serving this lady, and she had a Bluetooth headset in, except it wasn't switched on, but she was still talking down it.
But then it wouldn't be working. She wouldn't be talking to anyone if it wasn't switched on.
Exactly, but she was still talking. So either she hadn't noticed that it was off and was one of these people that just talks down the phone, doesn't let the other person talk, or she was using it as an excuse not to talk to people, or she was just crazy.
Maybe she was dictating something, so she would remember it.
No, because she was actually trying to talk. She was talking to someone.
Ah.
Oh, well, that was... Well, that's an odd thing to do with your time.
I know, and I can't work out why.
Either she was just crazy. Maybe she just always sees you when you come in. They'd have put on the Bluetooth on to talk to that guy.
Maybe she was a bit nervous about meeting you again, Sam.
Yeah, maybe there was a bit of tension between you the last time. Just didn't want to sort of reignite any old flames.
Next time you see her, take the Bluetooth out of her ear, and then you take her to the cheese aisle.
That's an excellent customer service. Rip the Bluetooth headset out of someone's ear.
I don't think it's surgically attached, Sam.
I know, but it's not polite just to remove someone's
My one's surgically attached. Look.
Your what? Surgically attached?
No, my Bluetooth, not my...
Yes, Bluetooth.
Yeah. Sure, Rolly.
Try and remove it. Come on. Can't take it out.
I cannot remove it. It's stuck.
It's also invisible.
Not actually there.
I don't own a Bluetooth thingy. I think that's stupid. And you could just use your phone like a normal person.
Yeah, but if you're driving, it saves countless lives, Ollie.
Nah.
Anyway, once again, we haven't actually thought of any topics this week, so we're just rambling on and trying to think of some as we go.
Hey, on that Bluetooth thing, have you heard of that iPhone app or whatever where you like you pretend to have a fake call, so if someone you don't want to talk to, you just press it, and then you get a call, or your ringtone starts playing, and then you can pretend.
Just do that in school.
But once I call you, I have a call.
Oh. I'm never going to trust you again.
No.
Although it could go really wrong, you know, if someone puts their phone up to send them a phone call, and you snatch it out of their hands and go, ha! And then you realise they're actually talking to someone important, and you've ruined their life.
Yeah, and Todd thought it's going to be like their grandmother.
Yeah, which is actually called Murphy's Law.
Yeah, the same
correct name for Todd's Law.
Yeah.
And now we've said sod. We'll be labelled explicit on iTunes.
Yeah, sod that.
Oh, wait. We already are.
Like, if we try and clean ourselves up, maybe we could get labelled clean.
Or then go to like rehab for explicit podcasters.
Podcast rehab.
Or they all just like sit in a room like where you can't see anyone's faces.
All blanked out.
And then you just have to
talk.
Well, and if you get
uninteresting
swear word, you get slapped and you get a red mark on you which says explicit.
Sounds like dinner at my house. my family. Oh well.
They're very nice people.
Oh, I know. It was a joke. I don't live in like a weird...
He doesn't have family.
He doesn't live in a house. He doesn't eat dinner.
I just sleep in Sam's porch and then come in there. I'm allowed inside on Sundays to record this.
Yeah, we just sort of see him around town sometimes.
In my tux with my invisible Bluetooth.
It's the only thing he wears. That and his spandex. And sort of
no shoes.
Of course. I thought that was implied. No shoes.
Barefoot.
Grizzly, unshaven. Beard with like
patchy beard,
dirty.
I can't grow a beard.
Dirty tux and like barefooted, just like wandering around.
And he wears glasses, but they have no lenses in, so just so it looks even.
And
worse.
One has lenses in. So really, what's the reason we have to close one? Like.
But then he always forgets and closes the eye with the lenses on, and then you never go as well.
Right. Crosses the road, gets hit by the car. Yeah.
Well, if I am a tramp, at least I'm a classy tramp. Okay.
Mm. You have a hole in your jeans, Ollie.
Yeah. And?
It's a gaping hole. You can see a large portion of your knee.
Yes. Knee.
You should stop doing this. It's funny the first time.
We could try not to say gaping on this, because we don't want to go down that road.
Say what things?
Say anything to do with gaping.
Generally. Gaping. Anything. Gaping and then a noun never goes well.
Talking of gaping, when I was watching Pirates of the Caribbean the other night, it occurred to me that Keira Knightley never closes her mouth. And then Matt just commented, well, that would just make it easier then, wouldn't it? Which is true. I mean, you can't really argue with that. Sound logic.
How do you notice that sort of thing?
You notice these things. I haven't seen it for a while.
So if you meet a man in the street that's wearing a dirty tux, hasn't shaven, is barefooted, with only one lens in his glasses, and he's staring blankly at your mouth.
Put a stamp on him, and then send him back to him.
Yeah. To the Purple Podcast.
Yeah.
Put it in the post.
I'm not on
it. We'll get it soon.
Half agenda.
Turn him into the nearest RSPCA shelter.
Yeah. Well, he'll find his way
back.
He'll find
his way back, yeah.
They never put a healthy person
down. We had him microchipped.
Yeah, this will happen about once every 2 months or so. Three times in like summer, he just gets a bit excited.
Yeah. Managed to untie the rope round his neck, keeping him on my porch. Makes his way into town, upsets
He shouts
people.
At passers-by.
I have a sign that says the end of the world is nigh, and I just walk around with it.
Nah, you think it's wrong because you're like the night, so you wrote day instead. Which makes it completely
throws cats at people.
Yeah.
So we've just spent the last 2 minutes just having a massive go at me, pretty much.
No, we're just explaining to listeners how we keep our house pet.
What? No, you've been explaining to listeners how I'm a crazed homeless man.
You're not homeless, you live on my porch.
It's not really a home, is it?
It's like half a shelter.
Squatting.
Yeah.
And he's crazy. It's like, you know, if you tie a goat or a sheep to a stake in the grounds and it has a rope on it, it'll eat all the grass in a circle. What's that called again?
Called a circle?
No. There's a name for it.
What, the loci?
Like, yeah, loci, that's it. Yeah, Ollie's done that where he's fouled every facility within that 1 meter long rope.
I think it's more of like a defense mechanism.
It's a work of art, really. Actually.
More defense mechanism, because he used every Monday to get up and like fend off the garbage men as they tried to take him away. So now he's like got a minefield
of fouled substances.
You guys just mean
poop.
Right, we'll try and move off Ollie's bad habits on my drive.
Well, you haven't denied any of this, Oliver. I know. We've painted an accurate picture of what you get up to.
Oh, yeah, the other thing we've decided to do is change the doorbell since, I think I talked about this in another podcast, where it tends to get jammed on if someone presses it. the problem developed, and then it decides to start jamming itself on automatically without any voluntary help. So at 11:30 a few nights ago, the doorbell jammed on, woke us all up very abruptly. So now I've decided to get a new doorbell.
No, that's just me. I just come over every now and again, just press the door.
It was Ollie on the porch.
I just come out. Yeah.
It was me pressing it. You should get one that plays a cool sound.
No.
Star Wars theme tune.
No one wants a new
sound. That'll be pretty good.
No, and again, we've linked back to Star Wars.
Come on. It's hard to go.
We watched Star Wars.
Any length of time.
After the last podcast. Anyway.
So cool.
Although, we watched one of the remastered ones, and they had loads of computer animations.
Which we didn't like.
At all.
I didn't think they were that bad.
I like the song.
Oh yeah, there's that new song that they've stuck in.
That's pretty cool.
It's probably old, but it's just footage that they haven't used.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good because they haven't had any like completely new remastered scenes or anything.
True.
You only just see like Ewan McGregor like pop up every now and again.
Like badly edited, like all the new people's faces
onto the other, like the classic like paint white box around their faces.
And it's just like a static image.
Yeah, and they have like a bad animation, like only two things with mouth open and mouth closed.
Yeah. And David Lucas was trying to get
George Lucas. George Lucas.
Oh, you are
David Lucas.
Sorry, I cannot believe.
I'm not feeling. I'm not feeling very well today.
David,
my memory's lapsing. Yeah. He'd want to try and create continuity.
Continuity.
Thank you. In
told by a tramp.
In his Star Wars films, badly edited faces of the new act.
I want more Star Wars films.
You don't.
What do you think happened afterwards?
People have written thousands of stories about what happened before, after, and in between Star Wars movies.
Well, I'd like to see a film also.
Okay, so if there's a production company out there with many millions to spare, Ollie has another screenplay you'd like to put forward.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Han Solo gets off with Chewie. It is just brilliant stuff.
Cinematic brilliant.
And their kids are so weird. It's just like, they're like half, they're really hairy.
Ollie, both male. How would that work?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't
a lot
think...
you don't know about the Wookiee race.
Yeah, then. The Wookiees are asexual.
So how would he have children with Han Solo then, Ollie?
Well, because he's
how
got...
How does that work?
He's got girl parts and boy parts.
That does...
What?
Maybe we should
I don't want to
on.
Know anymore.
Well, you see it all in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
If you read the screenplay.
No, I'm going to wait for the big cinema release. I don't know. Spoilers.
Along with feces crossed out. Faces.
Oh, Tim Burton's thinking about that one. He's...
Also, Qui-Gon Jinn returns with a Mohican.
He's dead, Ollie.
No, yeah, hence.
He could only appear in like the little vision things that.
No, he returns. He's back from the dead.
I miss Qui-Gon.
As a zombie cat.
Yeah.
Oh, zombie cats again.
Not that. Again.
I think our listening statistics are going to go down after this one. Last week was a good podcast.
Yeah.
This one's just been... Talked about Ollie secreting substances on my drive. Badly held conversation about Star Wars. And now this.
Any conversation about Star Wars is a good conversation.
We always link back to Star Wars.
Let's be honest. I hope they won't listen to this if they weren't expecting Star Wars references.
It's the only reason people listen.
Pretty much. It's the only reason I can think why anyone would listen.
And anyway, I think we should try and move this on because it's starting to drag out and I can imagine people's hands hovering over the exit button.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I bought one of those little pad things. Oh, to write like little notes on and stuff, and I bought it the other day. I thought, you know, I'd write a few things down. I wanted to be official, so if someone like did something and then they saw me looking at them, write something down my notebook and then walk off.
Have you actually written anything down there yet?
Maybe.
Instead of writing things down, we spent the whole time just watching monkeys. Like,
yeah, we should. I went to make coffees for Aaron and myself, and I said, Aaron, Ollie, think about some topics this week. Came back and found them watching monkey videos.
This is why we need dictaphones.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, then we'll just play back the dictaphone for like the podcast.
Oh, we can have it in our pockets all the time. And then if we want to say something, we just stop recording.
Yeah, that's its primary use. Don't keep it at home and then...
I may get one. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, that's what we need to get. Dictaphones. All
I think anyone wants to listen to 24 hours of Ollie's life continuous
recording. Yeah, you'll leave it on while you sleep and... And you'll wake up, fight with a garbage man.
Wrestle
them down to the ground.
Take your filthy hands off my wheelie bin.
Take a chunk of their flesh as a prize.
Well, the wheelie
bin. We've had several complaint letters from the council talking about our pet on the drive biting and injuring the garbage man.
They're bin men, not garbage men.
Thank you, Ollie. Anyway, so now for this week, Flawless Business Plan of the Week.
Yeah, I've got an idea for like, super fast travel to directly to the other side of the world. They dug a hole right through the core of the Earth and came out to the surface both ends. And one of the others was right next to Mount Everest. If you jumped off Mount Everest and went flying through the hole, surely you'd build up enough speed on one side. And so... gravity working against you when you go past the core wouldn't stop you enough, so you make it clear. So, you know,
it would suck being stuck in the middle, though.
I don't think you grasp the concept of gravity that well, and acceleration, deceleration, or
no. What about air resistance? So
I suppose so. Actually,
you get stuck in the middle, then after that you're screwed basically because you have a very, very long way to climb up.
I don't think we've taken into consideration the molten lava.
Oh, we just put a few planks of wood around the inside.
A pipe.
Some cling film.
Is it a pipe, cling film, a bit of that.
Tin foil. Make it shiny.
Yeah, it's got to be shiny.
Futuristic.
That would be so awesome. It would take, like, how long would it take to fall that far?
I don't know. That's a challenge. If you can calculate how long. Actually, we probably should check this on Wikipedia.
Either way, it would be a lot quicker than getting a plane around.
Try and accurately work out how long it would take. If you jumped off Mount Everest and went right the way through the middle of the Earth,
yeah,
and would you come out the other side?
You could probably work that out, actually.
Would you build up enough momentum because you'd be travelling, and then as soon as you went through the other side, gravity would be working against you.
Yeah, no, but you'd be accelerating.
Wouldn't you stop somewhere halfway up the tube because then it's like going upwards?
Yeah,
well, we can work this out.
There's a challenge for you listeners to work out,
and the prize. Is if
mystery
we,
prize, Ollie.
Mystery prize.
Don't tell me what it is.
No, listen. It's could be how you get to hear some of our dictaphone. We'll send you some of our dictaphone tapes.
No one wants to hear that.
They do. I think
the mystery prize is better.
Yeah, we'll send you a mystery prize.
I would opt for the mystery prize every time.
That is the mystery prize.
Well, you've just given it away now, so it's no longer a mystery.
It's just a rubbish prize.
We need to go to our next lot of mystery
prizes. Well, they don't know what's going to be on the tapes, necessarily.
I don't think they want the tapes, just at all.
Should we actually get them?
Yes, but I don't think anyone else needs to hear them apart from...
We need to get a digital one, because you don't want to be faffing around with mini-DVD tapes.
Oh, you could have tapes. Tapes are the best thing.
Okay, in our next break, we're going on Amazon, and we're find or eBay, and we're going to find some of these.
You could probably buy 3 dictaphones as like a pack.
Yes. We'd look so cool in school with them.
Yeah. I think we would.
We actually were. It'd be awesome.
Anyway, it's not school, Ollie. It's sixth form.
Yeah, oh, we're school, too good
school
now.
School makes us sound young, immature, useless, incompetent.
Now all of that, but we wear suits.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're still immature, incompetent, useless.
We still frequently suits. Laugh at the word poop.
But we are now stylish, so it doesn't matter.
We're stylish when we talk about toilet jokes, toilet humour.
Do you remember how the way we used to treat our school uniforms last year?
Yeah. I love how when you, I don't know if anyone's listening in the US, but we have to see wear uniforms up to about the age of 16, and then we're allowed to wear suits. But it's incredible, because everyone, when you wear uniforms, you know, you don't want to tuck your shirt in, you don't want to do your top button up, you know, you want to look as trampy as humanly possible. But as soon as you enter sixth form, you know, shirts always stay tucked in, top button done up, tie all the way up.
Do you remember what I used to wear in year 11? I have the same pair of trousers that were, like, way too loose around the waist. Then I have my big, like, army boot things. I have bracelets, and I'd wear rings as well.
Ollie was
so he was found in the dump, edgy.
That was awesome.
It wasn't that cool.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And that was when I was still trying to grow the bleach out of my hair.
Oh yeah. Ollie thought it was a bright idea to dye his hair during the summer.
Yeah, Ollie is the most hip guy.
Yeah, so alternative and edgy.
I'm so cool.
You wouldn't have heard of him if we hadn't told you it, because he's that original.
Yeah. Well, it took me about a year to recover from that hair disaster.
What? And then how long did it take to mentally recover from that?
Oh, I still have nightmares.
Well, you wake up, like, clutching your hair. That hope
it was really bad hair. I mean, I don't know if you remember, it was green.
Oh, yeah. You had an after reaction, didn't you?
Yeah. Green hair. Then all the dye already came out of it, and it was just bleached blonde again. And that looked absolutely ridiculous. With a very dark eyebrow.
I was reading about Edgar Allan Poe this week, and I didn't quite grasp the concept of how miserable his life and death was. Because, actually this sounds remarkably like Ollie, actually. He went missing for a week, and then he was found staggering down his high street with no shoes on, not wearing his own clothes, and looking ridiculously rough, shouting the name Reynolds over and over again. They then took him to hospital, and he died a few days later.
My hero.
Cool story.
Cool story, bro.
And he's also, I think he was a hardcore opium addict back in the days when they thought it was good for you. If anyone's ever read any of his short stories, they're crazy.
Oh, do you know what we could do? We have like an intellectual thing. We could read aloud one of his stories.
Dramatisation.
Yes.
Actually, I think he might be in public domain, actually. So that wouldn't actually.
Yeah, we could do a dramatisation. That's a really cool idea.
That's a good idea. No one wants to listen to that.
Then we could have some of us. We could have all three of us playing like 10 different people. So we put on different voices in each.
Like,
hey, I'm this lady. Then you'd be like, oh, I'm this guy.
Yeah, well, you remember you don't have to get changed in between each of the characters.
I'd still do it.
Because you'll have one of those costumes that you have, you know, clothes which you can just rip off, the Velcro ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have them.
So I like my tux now.
Velcro pretty much. Tux. Yeah, Velcro tux. Oh, that would be the best thing.
Should have worn it to prom. Just in the dance, in the disco bit, rip off a suit underneath, just wearing a mankini, and then just grinding. Oh, brilliant.
Thanks for that image, Ollie.
It said that I just weren't wearing mankini. I didn't bother with the tux. <It's good. laughs>
Velcro's too hard to do answers. Just left it.
Secondary school was tough for me. As you can imagine. I think it's time for another jingle.
Alright, which one should we go for?
I think we should go for a new one.
A new one?
No, I do want to get out of our comfort zone.
I think a bluesy one.
Alright, okay. We'll see you back after our
experimental bluesy jingle.
Yeah.
Name's Nike Joe.
Oh yeah.
Come over from Tennessee. This is Cletus, my friend, to my right.
I'm loving this new jingle.
It's real good.
It just sounds like the Golden Nuggets club.
I miss Golden Nuggets.
Old Nuggets!
Yeah. Well, maybe Cletus and Joe will be back next week.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring them back out.
I do like this jingle.
Well, that was good.
That's fine.
I like that. That's
We could try doing more of that next week.
Yeah.
Ollie's get writing another screenplay there.
I will. Start work today.
He's already got 4 pages done.
I mean, we have 2 bits of coursework to do tomorrow, but, you know.
Ollie was telling us just before we started recording how last time in his physics experiment, he managed to make fire.
The only person to ever make a fire in physics.
It's incredible. Physics is like the most... It deals with kind of like really big concepts, but the things you do in the kind of lab sessions are just not... They're just like pathetic things with weights and things like that. And we did an experiment with measuring the current and things passing through a wire. And unfortunately, I put the voltage on too high and left it on for a while. And I turned to the wire and noticed that it was smoking. And the wooden table it was mounted on was on fire. And the teacher shouted at me a little bit.
I tried to, in biology, we were cloning small pieces of cauliflower. And I thought it'd be clever to, without anyone looking, slip a hair of mine into the test tube, see if I can clone myself, which only resulted in everyone else's cauliflower managed to clone itself with the sprouts, and mine just sort of went mouldy and turned black.
You need to wash your hair more, boy.
So you've got a cauliflower you.
Cauliflower. It didn't actually work, surprisingly.
Or a samiflower.
Would you really want a clone of yourself?
I don't know, that'd be pretty awesome. Or it's like an Austin Powers with Mini-Me.
You're disturbing.
Yeah, but Mini-Me is cool because it's a mini version of him.
See, I suppose if you cloned yourself, it wouldn't be Mini.
Yeah.
It'd just be like you, and they might try and kill you and assume your identity.
Maybe.
Or you could start a clone army and fight against the...
Okay, right, we're veering on Star Wars again.
For the second time this episode, it almost gone to...
Well, actually, is it third? No, second.
Second, we'll get third or fourth in by the time we finish. Easily.
Easy peasy.
Suppose if you cloned yourself, if you found a way to transfer all your memories and ideas into that brain, you could just keep regenerating different bodies.
Yeah, but would it really be you?
Because all your information in your brain would be transferred.
Oh, if you could transfer your consciousness.
Sounds a lot like the plot of Being John Malkovich.
Is it? Oh, I haven't seen that film.
Oh, well. Might about John that. Malkovich. It's actually a really good film. I recommend you watch it. So, yeah. Recommendation of the week, Being John Malkovich. And every Star Wars film.
Wait, you're recommending that people become John Malkovich?
Well, yeah. If you could become John Malkovich, why wouldn't you?
Who is John Malkovich?
Who's John Malkovich? He's an actor.
He's an actor, yeah.
It doesn't narrow it down. There's lots of actors.
Called John Malkovich.
Yeah. Ooh, something vibrated. Aaron, I think that was your phone.
Aaron, our complex venting system doesn't seem to be working.
Oh, no. We've raised it off the ground and everything. I don't know what we're going to do. But it's going to be awkward conversation because we're not going to blow up soon.
I think people's hands are hovering over the exit button.
Yeah, it's...
when they realise that this is just going
completely
nosedive.
What's our three topics being in this episode?
Star Wars like twice and then...
I think we should go for a Bossa Lounge and Medium break.
Yeah.
And we'll see you for the last few minutes in 14 seconds.
Hunt is coming along nicely now.
After our quick look on Amazon and eBay.
I thought it was a really good, nice idea, actually. You know pen friends? Yeah. Well, instead of having a pen friend...
Have a real friend.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, or an imaginary friend.
They're the best kind. You can do whatever
or
you want.
Or a pencil friend.
All my imaginary friends left
you,
me.
You give the creepiest look. You can do what you want with them. Look. Creepily in the corner. The empty chair.
What are they going to do? They're imaginary.
Don't talk about Ben that way.
Anyway, yeah, what was your idea, Ollie?
Oh, you could spend a day sort of recording your thoughts and things, or 12 hours or whatever, and two people, you find someone to do it with, and two people will record it, then you send the tape to each other in the post, and then you listen to it, I think it'd be really nice because we like inside artist's life.
Yeah, but who wants to listen to 12 hours of someone muttering about nothing?
Who uses Post anyway? Come on. If you uploaded, if you emailed it, then it would be a lot quicker.
Yeah, but posting cool. And it, on like a tape, actually, it would be retro.
It does feel a lot better when you get like something through the
We had to put our own post box at sort of the opposite end of my drive so that the postman wouldn't have to try and get past Ollie to get to the letterbox. Kept biting him.
And then Ollie kept like using the post runs on horrible things that I don't want to recount.
I used to get my bank statements half eaten.
Also, who said a minute ago that no one wants to listen to like hours of inane muttering? Because that's essentially what this is.
Exactly.
We try and limit down how long they're going to talk. They have to listen to us.
Yeah.
Also, I wonder, it's not just us like muttering around, just walking, doing daily business. It'd be a dull thing.
I'm currently walking to school. Hey, look, there's that tree I see every day. I would try and describe it to you, but it is just a tree. It's rather mundane, really.
You realise you can, on the tape things, you have various services in like the developing world. You send off the tape, and then they type it all up for you.
That's pretty cool.
See, I suppose you could... When you had like sort of moments where you go, and then you say something, and then you realise you didn't want to say it.
Yeah, and then you have to say, like, delete that after something.
Or you could go back and record over it.
Also, you know about your, like, tape friend idea?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. You're going to get some idiot who leaves it on while they go to the toilet.
Or if they're having fun time with themselves or someone else.
No imaginary friend.
Yeah. That would be really cool, actually. If anyone wants to, like...
with your imaginary friend.
Yeah, well, that is also fun. If anyone wants to do the exchange tape with me or something, I'd be happy to do that.
So imagine the listeners.
I'll give it a go.
Quaking in that idea.
Yeah. But you have to be someone we don't know.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
No one emails us, let alone bother to record on their whole days and send it.
Talk about that, we've got floods of emails.
We have 9.
Struggle to reply.
We have 9. 9 emails in total have been sent to us. One of those was junk.
Plus the junk.
Oh yeah, excuse me. We've had 10 emails plus junk.
And I deleted a few spam ones as well.
And Audible. They send us lots of them.
They're our best friends.
Is that how we run this? We upload it to there?
No,
we do Podomatic.
So I don't know why we're on Audible.
What's Audible then?
I think we tried to go onto Audible, but it was too complex for our small, incompetent
still
brains.
Sending us emails?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I've reached 33 minutes. Should probably try and wrap
doom,
up.
Doom, doom, doom. Yep. I think we've got a bit of juice left in us, if I'm honest.
Do you think?
Yeah.
So who wants juice in them?
No more juice.
What is the best type of juice? Orange.
Mango.
Or apple.
Can we include sort of smoothie type things?
Do you know what they don't have? They don't have, like, green apple juice. They only have red apple juice.
How do you know?
Well, it doesn't taste like a green apple juice. I love green apples.
That's really weird, actually. I've never thought about that before. Apple juice doesn't actually taste that much like apples.
Yeah, I also don't understand how they get it that colour. Because when you bite into an apple, you know, if anything, it's clear or slightly cloudy. I don't understand how they make it sort of pea colour.
I smell a conspiracy.
Not actually made from apples.
Not like an apple conspiracy. It's made from oranges or bananas. Something.
Oh, banana juice.
Oh, actually, that'd be bad. That'd be awful.
That's actually, you know, most smoothies actually have that in them.
Yeah, they're mostly made from banana, aren't they? Because it bulks them up.
Yeah, but banana's more of a smoothie thing. It's not much of a juice.
Although with bananas, you can't actually grow them from seeds anymore, can you? You have to genetically engineer them.
Oh, I've got some really weird GM bananas at home. Honestly, they're the biggest thing you'll ever see. All right, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, everyone laugh because bananas are sexual.
No, everyone likes bananas. Yeah. Banana is a funny word to say.
Banana. No, banana. Hold on, the funniest banana. Word I find in the English language is, wait for it, pudding.
That is weird.
It's such an odd word, pudding.
I thought the word pud is the way it pud. Pud. It's as good as an insult as well.
You pud.
You should by all rights pronounce it pudding as well. When we say puddle, we don't say puddle, do we?
Yeah, I suppose.
Pudding.
Pudding.
Poodle.
Pudding.
Pooh.
Yeah, I got
it's not relevant to anything.
It's always relevant.
On holiday, we found like this brand of, you know, it's spelled pudding, but without an extra D, and I think with an umlaut on the U. So it was pudding.
Puddy puddy.
Puddy puddy.
Puddy puddy.
Oh god, we don't want the listeners to Google that.
Giga puddy. Puddy puddy.
Google what?
Yeah, we'll put a link to Puddy Puddy onto the blog. Go on to the
blog. Oh, we'll show you.
If you go on to thepurple.tumblr.com.
Please do.
Yeah, we'll put up a link.
Please.
Please beg you. We'll upload a link to Puddy Puddy on YouTube.
I also on the blog.
It's truly mesmerising.
Yeah, also on the blog, yeah. I apologise if some of the posts that I write are far too long for any right-minded person to read in their spare time. I just go on a rant for a bit, and then that's about it, pretty much.
I need to make some posts on that.
Yeah. Any rants, stuff like that.
Yeah. And I apologise to any Americans for my rant, well, not rant, the picture about jam and jelly, but it really does get on my nerves.
Yeah. Yeah, jam is jam and jelly is jelly. And Lakin is jelly.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Lakin.
Yeah, Lakin.
He's jelly.
Yeah, we're using jelly in the internet speak context here.
Yeah.
He's not like our pet jelly.
Do you know what Americans call like actual jelly, like wobbly jelly?
What?
Jello.
Well, yeah.
That's so messed up.
Jello.
We're calling jam jelly. It's not jelly, it's jam. God. Ah, irritates me so much.
Yeah, because jelly's called jelly because it's got gelatin in it, which is fat. And then jam doesn't have that. It's made out of fruit.
Well, I suppose if you buy really cheap jam, it might
have banana jam.
Oh.
Everything with bananas in it's just like banana cake. I'm not a massive fan of banana.
No, do you know what is good?
Bread. It's banana bread, not banana cake.
That's nice.
I suppose you could make cake out of banana.
I don't think I'd want to eat banana cake.
Do you know what is a good sandwich?
What?
Banana and peanut butter.
I don't like. Oh. I don't really like peanut butter. I mean, I like peanuts.
And butter.
Butter's not too bad.
No, I love peanut butter.
Don't like them together.
Great. It's delish.
Delish. It's an interesting adjective you've picked there up.
Is delish even a word?
It sounds weird. I don't know if I like it or I don't like it.
Delish. It just sounds like you've forgotten to say the other half of the word. Delicious.
It sounds like someone who would annoy me. That it sounds like. What's. So it's a word that someone who would annoy me would say.
Sorry.
Yeah. Delish.
Anyway, I think we should try and wrap up soon.
Anyway, we've had a brainwave with our little blues jingle we were talking over.
Delish.
Yeah. Anyway, we might start doing a few sort of drama-y things.
In a few. We'll have a drama series that...
It's going to take over the podcast, aren't we?
Episodes.
We're going to be bigger than The Archers.
Yeah. Similar to The Archers.
We're going to call ourselves...
Not similar to The Archers.
We'll call ourselves the...
Shooters.
The Pikemen instead of The Archers.
The Pikemen.
The Pike. I get it. It's brilliant.
And then, you know...
We can have Pikey Cow.
Yeah, we might do a few spin-offs of some...
Fucking move! Fucking move!
That's quite funny. We should upload a picture of you doing that. Like a little video. A little...
I just placed my hand onto my chin and started waving them around. so we'll have dramatisations.
So we do a few spin-offs. Oh, you know what we could do? If we do a few spin-offs and then we get the people to decide what happens next week. Does Joe stay or does Joe go?
Tune in next week to find who put the cat in the toilet and who stole Sam's shoes.
Goodbye from Sam's bedroom.
Anyway, we're approaching 40 minutes. So as our podcasts are growing exponentially in size, so are the ratings, hopefully. But I think maybe after this one.
Yeah, I don't think there's a correlation between like time and ratings.
It's like 4 hours. We apologise for this week. I'm not been feeling very well, so being rather mundane.
Ollie's been his usual moody self.
Yes. So we apologise. Hopefully we'll get better next week.
Any questions or queries or
please email us.
Or you want to answer the challenge? Please email us.
Do you know what? We might have to succumb and get a Twitter and then maybe people.
No, Ollie, I'm not even Twitter. Yeah. Anyway, so goodbye. See you next week.
ThePurple@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah, and thepurple.tumblr.com. See you next week.
That's the one.
Goodbye.
See ya.